Welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck here with us. Listen, here doing the show today. Seems like it's been forever since we've done this, the podcast.
Like it's been forever since you said it seems like we've been forever.
Well, yeah.
We're just doing a second take of the intro here.
Because, as usual,
you messed up Carson's mic.
No. The mic was fine.
The mic was off.
Yeah, the mic was off.
Well, that's good. That's not a bad thing.
Facts.
Hurtful.
There we go. Double roasting.
You can't silence me.
So today, Thursday, we're recording this. We're watching the Sweet 16. Gonzaga, Florida State is on the television here. But today is the day.
This is the first NCAA tournament action I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, I have just no interest.
Florida
State trying to make the comeback.
There's no Ohio teams remaining, right? They're all out. You don't even know.
Yeah, we'll say so.
But
I feel like I want to look at that bracket that we had in there last week because I feel like probably has not gone well.
No, probably not. But today is the day, and I say this again, that Thomas gets to celebrate Everton drawing with Liverpool. We're going to have a little field trip after we record the podcast.
I'm looking forward to it.
In fairness, he's been celebrating since.
Fact.
Yeah.
But this is the official.
But in fairness, Everton had a big win since the draw against Liverpool. But they're not selling DVDs or
as they should
putting up banners or having trips to In-N-Out Burger for that win over Chelsea. Instead, it's the draw against Liverpool that they celebrate like they had just won the Premier League.
I kind of still don't comprehend that we beat Chelsea. Like that information just doesn't register with me.
No,
it doesn't compute.
Still,
my brain rejects it.
It's still odd. Like
it
almost seems like it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. It's not that it seems like it is not a normal occurrence. It was not something I was expecting at all.
A pleasant surprise, though.
I can't
credit to Nigel Seeley, friend of the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour.
RIP, Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour.
He did accurately predict it on the first Lights Best Cast of the season. He did say he told me that he knows I'm usually the Everton match predictor.
Yeah.
But he thinks that they could take down Chelsea this week. And sure enough, they did.
Well, I gotta ask because I don't follow Chelsea close enough to really know. But is that the highest rated team, like in terms of where they stood in the table, that Everton's beaten in like 3 or 4 years? Like I don't know.
No.
Like what's their? Because they haven't beaten Liverpool since like you were in junior high school.
Since Nam.
Yeah, basically. You have to go back to when Jesus was walking the earth for when Everton last beat Liverpool. But
Chris was in his midlife crisis.
Listen, I am older than Jesus. I don't hide that. There's no
Gabriel
mistaking.
Jesus, that is.
Yes. Well, I'm actually probably like double his age.
I think you are double his age.
How old is he? 19?
I thought he was 20 or 21.
Okay, if he's 21, then no. But I think I am double.
He's 31, then yes.
Yeah.
I like the math.
I definitely am double the age of Jadon Sancho, though.
That's understandable.
He's what, 18?
Yep.
So I'm double the age plus a few years.
The English Christian Pulisic.
Or the. Yeah.
I
was waiting to see where that plane was going.
Nowhere.
Right into the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
not
that
good.
Was, I don't know where that one was going, but.
Yeah. That was a swing and a miss. I was like, wait a minute.
Swing and a miss is the Red Sox are getting touched up right now.
Yeah, good. At home.
When this episode started, they were up 7-2. They're currently down 8-2.
Love to see it.
Yeah, I can't be mad at it.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? I my team is not a very good team, like most of my teams. I'm a Mets fan. They did win today. But another sport, another time. But
wait, the Mets did win today?
Yeah, they did. 2-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Genuine shock.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
All right, so
they've already been eliminated from the postseason, though.
Yes, that's the Mets. Where can people hear us?
Everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, LVSportsNetwork.com, BGN.FM, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves, the official sponsor of USL, MLS, and national team scarves, RoughneckScarves.com.
Now, speaking of the national team,
yeah,
they had another set of games with Greg Berhalter in charge. Now,
yeah. Looking all right.
They didn't win the games, but
they won one of them. They beat Ecuador.
I said games plural.
Yeah.
But so his winning streak is over. However, he is still unbeaten.
This is true.
5-0 or 4-0-1.
And you got a tie against the top 15.
3-0-1.
3-0-1.
Yeah.
And he got a tie against the top 15 team in the world.
That's true. They drew, they drew Chile. But the bad news in that was the Ecuador game, Weston McKennie was injured.
Yeah, true.
So he's going to miss quite a bit. I don't know how much time they're saying he's going to miss, but
he's missing the rest of the Bundesliga season.
Which is not good for Schalke, who currently sit in 15th.
Someone tweeted, Weston McKennie's injury guarantees Schalke get relegated. Weston McKennie liked the tweet.
Oh, no. That's not ideal.
That's not going to sit well with the boss.
I am very sad. Guess I'm going to be rooting for a team in Bundesliga 2 next season.
Nice.
Well, if you want
a year
that to
after
happen,
taking second place in the Bundesliga.
I'm not even sure where you can watch a Bundesliga 2 match. Probably is.
I will not be.
Probably streaming somewhere. Yeah, you can probably.
That is deep in the illegal streaming game.
Yes.
Bundesliga now, or Bundesliga 3.
Now, I have not purchased ESPN Plus yet.
Nor have I.
But I do think it's coming. I think I'm going to do it.
You might as well.
For $5 a month or whatever it is.
It's a deal. $50 for a year.
I mean, I pay for a couple of different streaming things, music and movies, so why not do it for sports?
Yeah. My parents pay for a couple streaming things. Maybe I can convince them.
Nice.
Or you can convince them to give you their password for those streaming things.
I already have their password for the other streaming things.
So
Christian Pulisic, as I see on the bottom, we're talking about U.S. injuries, out 3 to 4 weeks with a tear in his quad.
This was discussed in the group chat earlier today.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the diagnosis
yet. ESPN
sent
out an alert earlier. 3 to 4 weeks, though.
Not the worst.
Significantly better than what it could have been if he was out for the Gold Cup. Rest in peace, the United States chances. That was the other big injury where I thought you were originally going with it. Because as great as McKennie is, love the kid, Pulisic is still the heart and soul of this team.
He's your best player.
We're clearly over-reliant on him, which is a problem.
But, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and the crazy thing is, I mean, he's going to Chelsea next year where he'll probably be loaned out again.
Assuredly. Are they allowed to loan people out?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
They're not even allowed library cards. They can't even loan books.
But the thing is, if they're not allowed to loan anybody out, that means they're gonna have like 87 people on their roster.
That bench is going to be great.
Imagine a bench of Bashuai, Pulisic.
They're going to have to like basically have an entire section of Stamford Bridge.
They should just
just reserve for all the players.
There's going to be it's like the student section for college. It's going to be the Chelsea player section.
They should just create a second team.
Yeah,
a full second team. Put them in the
championship.
That team could.
Am I crazy? That team could compete in the championship?
Yeah.
That team could definitely compete in the championship.
Well, yeah, Pulisic could play in the championship. He'd be a great player in the championship. I mean, if the guy
Pulisic is good in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, so you know he'd be good in the championship. But the bad news for Dortmund, aside from the fact that Pulisic is out, is the fact that they're now in second place.
It was fun while it lasted.
What were they? They were up like, what, 10?
A lot.
10 points or something not that long ago?
They were at least up 7.
I'm telling you, the Bayern Munich was just sitting there drinking Das Boot.
They were waiting.
Well, having a laugh.
And to be fair, they both got their asses kicked in the Champions League. So it's not like basically now at this point, those two teams, I don't know the Pokal. Is that the cup they play?
Deutsche Pokal.
Pokal Cup. I don't know who's playing in that, and I can look it up and see. But for Dortmund.
I've actually seen that cup in person once.
How was that? That seemed like it's a pretty cool cup.
Yeah, pretty cool cup.
I'm going to take a look and see what the Pokal Cup, because they've got to be getting down to the final couple of teams here. Because I mean,
that's Nathan Griffin.
Let's see. Nice. So is this the semifinals?
Ooh.
No,
nope.
That's semifinal.
This is the quarterfinals.
That's quarterfinal.
So Paderborn, Hamburger, Hamburg, Augsburg.
We're having hamburgers after this.
Yeah, Leipzig. Heidenheim, I don't even know what division Heidenheim is in. Maybe third division?
They're Heidenheim.
Yeah. Schalke, Werder Bremen. So this is the quarterfinal. So those are the 8 teams remaining.
Wow. Go Schalke. Can you avoid relegation with that?
No, Dortmund is in there. They lost to Werder Bremen in PKs.
Interestingly enough, Werder Bremen, one of 2 teams in Europe's top flights that has yet to be shut out in a game this season.
That is a very interesting
statistic.
The other team is Juventus.
That also makes sense.
I believe. Yeah. It's either Juventus or PSG.
No, at one point, it was all three of them.
I think PSG got shut out.
Then it's Juventus. It was all three of them, and then one of them messed up. Yeah.
Now, Werder Bremen also used to have American Aaron Johansson by way of Iceland.
Dear God, I did not. If you would have bet me who was going to get a name drop today, Aaron Johansson would not have been in the top 50.
Pour one out for Aaron Johansson choosing the U.S. over Iceland because the U.S. offered a better chance to make a World Cup.
Pour one out for Aaron Johansson in general.
By the way, I have an Aaron Johansson U.S. national team jersey. Yikes.
I kind of want that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doesn't beat my Freddie Adu U.S. national team jersey.
And does not beat your Freddie Adu Las Vegas Lights FC jersey.
Yeah, I might be the only person other than Freddie Adu to have multiple Freddie Adu jerseys.
His mom may have some.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
She's like, no, Freddie, nope. But yeah, Aaron Johansson.
Yikes.
He.
That's where Sargent's at, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Sargent's there now.
Yep.
What a mistake. Do you think he regrets that decision?
No.
Playing for the U.S. Yes. over Iceland?
Yeah.
Because he was born in Alabama, which is kind of big random.
Big Icelandic population.
Yeah. I was gonna say, how many Johansons do you think have been born in Alabama?
He might be the only one.
Yeah.
And then he grew up in Iceland, and he played in their youth system with all these great players that they have now, Gylfi.
I've never been to Iceland, but I can't imagine a bigger difference between Alabama and a country.
But you know
than
what's
Iceland.
Crazy?
I've never been to Alabama, but I've been to Iceland for sure.
Yeah. I have been to both Alabama and, well, I've been to the airport in Iceland. I've flown over Iceland that I would say.
That doesn't count.
No, I know. You know what's funny, though?
I've seen it on a map.
Not to change the subjects, but when
no,
I
went because we never go off on tangents on this show.
We don't ever do that, right? So I went to Stockholm, as we know. Changed planes in Iceland.
You got the syndrome.
I got Stockholm syndrome, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my passport stamped in Iceland. They didn't stamp it in Sweden.
No.
And when I left Sweden, they didn't stamp my passport in Sweden again when I was leaving. They stamped it again in Iceland. So I have two Icelandic
Maybe
stamps.
Maybe there was a stamp outage.
No, I think
inconsiderate an SOB.
But it's no, whole, it's because it's the EU. Yeah, it's the EU. It's the Schengen zone.
Yeah, the Schengen zone.
So I didn't get stamps in any of the places I went to until I got to Iceland.
Yeah, which is crazy because the last time before that I went to Europe, I flew into Lisbon, and I got a stamp in Lisbon. Spent a few days in Portugal, and then I flew from Lisbon to Barcelona.
I feel like you're Carmen Sandiego.
Where
no.
in the world
Chris is Jason Derulo? He's got lipstick stains on his passport.
Oh, I wish.
Nice.
I wish.
Make it hard to
Shout
leave.
Out to Jason Derulo.
Another name drop I did not think we were getting
Jason
on
Derulo
this show
and
today.
Aaron Johansson. So, I want a reality show on those two.
So, speaking of lipstick stains in my passport.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I am very concerned for where this may be going because I don't know.
I told you guys last night that I met a girl.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
And she's a very...
Did she meet you?
Yes, she did. In fact, we were chatting for like 6 hours last night. Which I guess is good.
I would say so.
I'm still like envisioning Friday the 13th here.
Now, the negative is...
She's an Everton fan.
No. No.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
But the thing is, she used to date or currently... Just recently broke up with
Aaron Johansson.
No, could you imagine?
Yes.
A performer on the Las Vegas Strip.
I'm really disappointed that
Cash
was not
the soccer rock.
So I won't say
who
names.
Who is Dottie the Llama?
That would be cool. But Dottie's a girl.
That'd be scary. No, on a lot of levels. Yeah.
But that should give you an idea of the fact that she's a very attractive
the
girl.
The gender of the llama was not... of the concern.
Yeah, that was not
well,
my
that's
concern.
The girl llama. That's crazy.
No,
but what?
I wish she had dated Aaron Johansson.
You know who David Copperfield performs on the Strip?
He's not naming
names.
No,
but he's not denying.
I could tell you it's definitely not David Copperfield. I'll just say.
Are
that.
You sure?
I am 100% positive.
Because
it's
you'd
not
have
David
to watch out if it was, because he could just appear out of nowhere.
Like, I know.
He could appear anywhere. That would be nerve wracking.
But
dating David Copperfield's ex.
She's a very attractive girl. Mm-hmm. And I would equate, if I end up dating her and going out with her,
And then we show her this podcast, this episode.
It would be the equivalent of Leicester winning the Premier League.
I was going to say the equivalent of Everton drawing Liverpool.
Yeah. No. That's more likely than me dating this girl. But she seemed interested, so.
Yeah, good for you. Good luck.
And you guys have seen my exes, so you guys know that I generally...
You do okay.
I
you're hideous, but yeah, that, you know, no question about that.
I look like Grimace, but somehow I pull
I
in.
I say Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut. That's Mr. Peanut's one. Skinny though, isn't he?
No, he's
no.
And he has a
an hourglass figure, but well, specifically a peanut figure.
But he has a damn monocle. I
feel like you're not that far off of a monocle.
I do have a bowler hat, but he wears a top hat. But I have a bowler hat.
That also
don't start wearing. Don't wear that on a date.
No.
That's my advice.
But yeah, me ending up with her is Leicester winning the Premier League.
I take it she doesn't listen to this show.
No, but
she will soon.
But I will say this.
Be careful about what you post on social media now. That's the risk of talking about this on air.
Well, we have a new listener in New Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah. So big shout out to Isabel.
I've driven through New Mexico, but I never stopped. I actually want to get out there for a USL match.
Well, that's... Yeah,
she's a new team there.
She's a fan of United. New Mexico United.
They have top three jerseys in USL.
I haven't seen it.
USL Championship, should say.
I know she's also a big Galaxy fan. LA Galaxy. Okay. She went to LA to see a couple games.
New Mexico United, solid kits. And shout out to, they just have a new podcast on BGN, The Curse Cast. Because there's a curse or something in New Mexico. I'm not familiar with the state, but there's apparently some.
Well, there's Roswell.
So they have aliens. White
like
sands.
Like us.
Yeah.
ATLians.
We have the aviators.
But do they have Gareth Balians?
Speaking of ATLians. So we're watching baseball, and this popped into my mind a minute ago. So if you were a baseball player, or I'm trying to think of something else, or a boxer, we'll say, because they are the ones that have the notable walkout songs. What would your walkout song be? Because mine is Outkast. Mine's Spodey Odie Doublelicious.
I think I have to think about it.
Okay.
I do have an idea where you're going with this, because today... Elvis Andrus of the Texas Rangers.
I wasn't going for that at all. I literally just saw baseball and was imagining walk-up songs.
So his,
I saw this tweeted out like a couple days ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So he walked out today to Baby Shark Doo Doo.
God, now that's going to be in my head for another 3 years.
He hit a home run.
That's lit.
And he's not known for hitting home runs, but he said...
I feel like you hit a home run after you have that as your song. You got to do like a shark chomp.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they also were losing like 12-0 at the time, so I don't know if he did that. But
the best walking around the bases is...
Bartolo Colon.
Oh, my God. Colon hit the home run.
Yeah, the Bartolo Colon home run is one of the top five moments in all of sports history.
That is
human history.
That's Leicester winning the Premier League.
Yeah.
No, I like Edwin Encarnacion. He does the... So one time when he was rounding the bases when he played for the Blue Jays, he just had his arm up, and they said it looked like he had a parrot on his arm. So then it became the Ed Wing. So every time he rounds the bases, he has his arm up like a parrot.
But he's not with Cleveland anymore, right?
No, he's with Seattle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mariners.
I think my walkout song would be Right Above It by Lil Wayne.
That's a good jam. I'm a big fan of that jam.
Ballers theme song. It's one of my go-to pump-up songs on my way to soccer.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Except for, of course, now, exclusively on the way to soccer, I listen to the Big Booty Mixes by the Two Friends. Shout out to the Two Friends.
I don't know who that... Are those, two of your friends?
No.
Yeah,
it is like a DJ. It is an they're an actual DJ group.
Fair
Phenomenal.
Enough.
Big fan.
Like Super Mash Bros? They were big when I was younger.
Kind of like that, yeah.
I can dig it.
But
what about you, Magnum Chapman?
TV
gave us an answer.
I know. I'm really trying to think. I honestly.
This would be a good question to ask our guest.
Yeah.
In a bit as well.
Yeah, we could, because we will have a guest in a couple minutes. But I that's really tough. I don't know. I really don't know.
What the Barney theme song.
No, wouldn't it be that?
I'm trying to think of what. What does Chris look like he would come out to? Because you're an old school hip hop guy.
I am an old school hip hop guy, yeah.
What about like Rump Shaker?
Rex and Effects?
Yeah, Rex and Effects.
No, because that's more of a song you play for
Shout
the ladies.
Out to Teddy Riley.
Yeah, that's the song you play for the ladies to
that's
get
true.
Their, you know, to get them at the party. Like at the party in the mid 90s, that was the song when you turned it on at the pool parties.
I heard a good.
You know what? Chris comes out to Sweet Caroline. Chris rocks the old school Neil Diamond.
I hate that song.
My sister hates that song because her name is Caroline,
oh,
so she can never escape.
Yeah, So, like, dudes call the house, "Sweet Caroline." They're there for her.
I always.
Terrible song.
I hate.
That's the reason she quit gymnastics. The gymnastics coach would have all the kids sing it to her when she walked in. She's like, "Nope,
the gymnastics coach in the face."
I always.
She's like five. She almost did.
Nice. I don't mind "Sweet Caroline." I hate. What's that damn song by Journey that everyone karaoke's?
Don't Stop Believin'?
Yeah.
Hate that song. Bottom five songs
for me all
time.
Just a small town girl?
That is an all-time top five song.
To me, it's one of the most overplayed songs ever. Everyone tries to karaoke it and does not go well.
No one can karaoke. You can't karaoke.
But everyone tries, though.
Steve Perry can't even sing that song anymore.
There are certain songs where you can't karaoke. Like, I had a buddy once try to karaoke Donnell Jones' "Where I Want to Be." And that's too good of a song. It's almost like when
it's like
Weezer, when Weezer redid "Africa" by Toto. Who was like,
yeah, who needed that?
Can you please?
He was like, "Weezer,
do
Africa."
Yeah, and it just added a little douchey like rock to it. But
it's like the pure insanity that would be karaokeing any song by Queen.
Yeah, you just can't do it.
You physically can't do that. No one has that voice.
I will think of a
Adam
song.
Adam Lambert doesn't have that voice.
Right.
I will give it to you after we get our guest. But
I was just thinking of, for me, the top karaoke songs, people always try "Don't Stop Believing," and people always do "Killing Me Softly" by the Fugees, which I'm a huge fan of because it adds the audience interaction, the one time, two times. But
my go-to karaoke song is Tequila.
I don't know.
Da, 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 Tequila.
Oh, from Sandlot? Was that in Sandlot?
I think you're thinking of Green Onions.
I don't know.
But I'm not sure.
When we go karaoke.
It's been a long time since I've watched Sandlot.
We usually do, as a collection. So usually a little Boys the Men, a little Next, Too Close. So
I don't think I've ever actually been karaokeing.
See, there a lot of the karaoke places here have the separate rooms you can go to.
Yeah.
But our group, being that we usually go up, there's a group we thrive on the audience.
Yeah.
Audience interaction. So we usually like to go in front of the big group. But every time you go karaoke, you're guaranteed to have two things happen. There's gonna be one person that's gonna blow your mind because it's so good, and one person you're like, "Oh, they look like they can sing," and it's just gonna be a nightmare. So, yeah.
See, I just know I can't sing.
I can't sing at all.
I subscribe to the Jason Gay theory of karaoke. Shout out to Jason Gay, Wall Street Journal sports writer.
Okay.
He says, in life, you can always under karaoke, never over karaoke.
That's true. I'm a big, I'm not usually, Sean, shout to SP, he's usually our lead guy. And then I got a boy, Renee, who, shout to Renee Shake Ortiz, he actually sings somewhat professionally, and so he's a really good singer. So he'll usually carry us. Sean usually takes the lead, and then I'm usually like a background. If we do like an R&B, you usually hit me a little "Ooh, yeah," in the background.
Now, I enjoy karaoke, but
it's one of the funner activities. You can just go out and just do. Legit, I feel like everyone has a good time.
I don't know outside of maybe one or two songs that I do. I don't know how many songs that you guys would know that I actually sing at karaoke.
Well, I want to go to karaoke like with
Steve,
Chris.
You look like a Steve Miller Band kind of guy.
No, my go-to, believe it or not, and I can hit it.
MF Doom.
They don't have any of that at my karaoke place I go to. But I bust out the Two Live Crew.
I'm not mad at you for that.
And
shout out to Uncle Luke.
And when I do it, people go crazy.
What
is
a go-to Two Live Crew karaoke song?
Oh, I there's only one.
Hoochie Mama?
No. And it's not the one about something being down and something up. I'll tell you that, too. It's not that either.
Oh, nice. I don't know what's a Two Live Crew would be a go-to. I love Two Live Crew.
A side note. Now
what would be their most popular song ever? We don't have to say the name. But if you could think of what their most... It has a me.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, no. A side note, though. Alternate walkout song for me would be "Do It Again" by Steve Miller, by Steely Dan.
I don't know. If I had to think of an alternate one, I feel like an R&B one is not typical, but I feel like you could do like a Jodeci, Boys the Men. I feel like "End of the Road" would be like your retirement season, but Chris singing Two Live Crew is that's an interesting visual.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah, Two Live Crew, I don't think people understand that they literally were banned. Like, they were banned from performing their songs. That's how inappropriate they were. So that's one where I'm like, I'm not so sure about that. But, yeah, karaoke, definitely recommended as a good time. Might be a decent Twitter question as well. Put that out there to the Twitterverse.
Do we ever get any answers on our Twitter questions?
Not usually.
No, but it doesn't hurt to put it out there.
Building character.
Like last week, you know, everyone agreed with me that Fruit Brute is
No one agreed awesome. That Fruit Brute was good.
No one disagreed with me, though.
All I know is I saw that tweet about our beloved listener, friend of the show, Jared Justice, when they try to do a giveaway. Oh, is his name Tyler?
Yes, Tyler.
On technically something.
Technically correct, yeah.
Technically correct with Tyler Bischoff?
Yep.
So he... he had a Twitter.
Big LV Lights fan.
Yeah, Tyler he is. Bischoff, a, yeah. Is a big season Lights ticket fan. Holder. Yeah, so he tweeted out, was trying to do a giveaway, and said there are a few criteria. One of them was to follow Jared Justice,
on Twitter,
and the dude just said, "I'm not following that guy."
That's fire. That is.
I mean, he's not wrong. Jared is a very interesting Twitter follow.
Yes.
Interesting is the word I would use.
He's like 90% like
weird
satire or like sarcasm. Teenage angst.
Yes.
And we got a new UNLV basketball coach.
Yeah, we do. But back to Jared. I like Jared. I think Jared is a good follow. I don't know what his Twitter handle is. What is it?
You have to say you like him. You work with him.
No, I don't.
It's at Jared.
He listens.
That's all right.
He will kill you.
No, but
it's at Jared Justice, but it's spelled odd. So if you're interested.
Jared.
Justus.
And he is a good follow.
He's a character.
He definitely is a good follow. He's funny, which is always good, because he doesn't take himself serious, and I'm always cool with people who don't take themselves too serious on social media.
None of us take ourselves too serious on social media,
as evidenced by the fact that one of our episodes was titled "Hiring Jose Mourinho is the equivalent to stealing a box off of someone's front step and it being full of dog poop."
We keep things light.
Yes, well, that we have to. But we did get a retweet from one of the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And a like from
Christy Rampone.
Yeah, I can't go wrong there.
We're pretty famous.
You know, I keep saying I'm going to get her on. I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach out.
Especially before the Women's World Cup coming up this summer.
Yeah, well, that'd be pretty awesome if we can get her.
I would have to agree.
Greatest athlete in New Jersey history right there.
I'm trying to think. Who else is from New Jersey?
I don't think that's like necessarily true.
I'm looking up New Jersey athletes.
Tony Meola, Tim Howard. This is just soccer.
So, yeah, let me see. I feel like there's got to just be a complete gem of a New Jersey athletes. And do not bring up New Jersey Nets players. Is Dennis Rodman from New Jersey? No. Dennis Rodman came up. I don't know. The most famous athletes from each of New Jersey's 21 counties.
Ooh.
I'm going, this is deep in the rabbit hole.
Carl Lewis is from New Jersey.
Great player or great athlete, horrendous national anthem singer.
Yes.
Worst of all time.
The maybe greatest U.S. track athlete of all time.
Potentially.
Joe Theismann's from New Jersey.
He is. He's from South River. Which is next to Sayreville.
Is Shaq from New Jersey?
Yeah, Shaq is from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, really?
And you're going with Christy Rampone. Look, no shout offense out to Christy Rampone.
Hey, a top 10 female soccer player ever, for sure.
I gotta build her up. She's from
Shaq, Rick Barry.
Yeah.
Franco Harris, Derek Jeter.
Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, but Derek Jeter doesn't really claim New Jersey.
Marvin Hagler?
Yeah, I remember. That's
a
right.
Good one.
Derek Jeter, I think, grew up in Michigan.
The biracial angel?
Yeah, is that... I don't know. I've never heard
they
that.
They call him that on the other guys.
I don't even know what the other guys are.
Oh, it's my favorite Will Ferrell movie. Uh-oh. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
The guy said, you should have shot A-Rod. He said, Derek Jeter, he's a biracial angel. Which is true. A horrible, what is he, the owner of the Marlins?
Yeah. And he's not a very good one.
Horrendous owner of the Marlins.
Yeah. He just
to be fair, there's no good owner of the Marlins.
How do they have two World Series championships?
One of them against your Indians.
This is true.
And one of them against his Yankees.
That's just the proof of the existence of God and the power of prayer.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, so they win the World Series in 97 against the Indians.
They blow it all up.
Bastards. They literally blow it all up.
Everything.
And then
was
they
gone.
Won against one, like 2003?
Yeah, beat the Yankees in 2003.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Life's too short to be a Miami Marlin. Another Jason Gay quote.
Nice.
That team had Dontrell Willis.
The D-Train. Yeah. I had a poster of the D-Train for many years.
I
was a huge Dontrell Willis
played
fan.
Played at the Detroit Tigers, too.
That he did.
Not too far from you. Wrong state, but...
Yeah, the D-Train.
Right around Lake Erie there. Is that what it is, Lake Erie, that you would drive around to go up into Michigan?
All right, here's a trivia question.
Okay.
How many of the Great Lakes can you name?
I can name all of them.
Well, I'd be damned if you could do it right now.
This is no trick question, right?
No.
All right, who's going?
Your trick question.
So Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, and Lake Superior.
Yeah. Well played. Yeah. Was there what do they call it, to memorize them? Was there a trick to those?
I went to school in New Jersey and California.
They're like,
we
just
never
them.
Cared about the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Hurtful. Shout out to Lake Erie. Obviously the best of all of them.
We never really.
Lake Shout out Erie, to the Erie Canal, the Superior Waterway.
Cuyahoga River.
St.
Lawrence. River caught on fire.
That's right, yeah. The mistake by the lake.
I watched Major League yesterday.
Did you? Yeah. It's a good movie.
Classic.
Best baseball movie ever, some would say.
I love it, yeah.
Some would say.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you may run like maze, but you hit like, yeah. that's a good line.
The worst part about the
Rick
second
Wilding
one
Vaughn.
Was...
The second one was
okay. It was okay.
Now,
the third one was a disaster. But the worst part about the second one was they had to replace Wesley Snipes with Omar Epps as Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah, which I like Omar Epps.
Omar Epps is a solid actor, but I'm never a fan if you're going to keep the same character.
They should have just killed Willie Mays Hayes off.
They should have. Yeah. I'm never a fan of that in movies where you're going to have
somebody
new to play the same person.
Unless it's like a prequel.
Yeah, that's fine. But this was like a year apart. Yeah.
It's like, it's not the same guy.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that.
Yeah. And Wesley Snipes, the program, wasn't he? Or Omar Epps was in the program, right?
Yeah.
He was a running back.
I was going to say Wesley Snipes was a part of the penal
program. Yes.
Or the penal system. Free Wesley Snipes. Free Nelson Mandela. Yeah, that is I'm trying to think of another
did you see
good
the,
NJ athlete.
Did you see who it was? It was some hockey player, and they were playing on Nelson Mandela's birthday or something. I don't know. I don't remember the exact details, but for some reason, this guy was being asked his thoughts on Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
And he did not know who Nelson Mandela was. And so he just goes, oh, well, yeah, I mean, obviously he was super well-respected, an amazing person on and off the ice.
Oh, my gosh. That's one where...
Well, I don't know why you even...
That's one where as the communications guy, you have to clear that in some fashion first. Like, at least be like, hey, do you know who Nelson Mandela is? No. Okay, well, ask the other guy.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy sounds like he at least tried to be as blanket statement as possible.
He tried.
Like, until he said off the ice, on and
I'm
off
sure
the
Nelson
ice.
Mandela played hockey at some point.
I really don't think. It was Jonathan Bernier on the Leafs.
And why would they ask him that? Like, that's such a random, like first of all, I wouldn't even know when Nelson Mandela's birthday is.
Yeah, unless they were having like a celebration, that does seem to be a very interesting question.
Yeah, I don't understand why it came up. I'm looking it up now.
I feel like they just like Google like celebrity birthdays, and after the game, they're what do you think about this guy? What do you think about Coolio, huh?
Yeah, exactly, right? I cover the Golden Knights. I talk to those guys almost every single day.
If you don't doing birthday trivia, I'm disappointed.
I'm not going into the locker room and asking Marc-Andre Fleury what he thinks of...
I can think of a good one.
Reggie Jackson.
Bjorn Borg.
Yeah, Bjorn Borg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they playing like a game in South Africa? Because then that guy should have known who Nelson Mandela
was. Well, yeah, if they're playing. But
no, he was honored before Friday's Toronto Raptors game. It was a special tribute game on the first anniversary of his passing.
Mm.
And Bernier was at the Raptors game.
Ah.
So that's where it was.
So bad on him a little bit.
Yeah.
But maybe, to be fair, maybe he was in the bathroom. Maybe he hadn't quite gotten to the game yet. Maybe he was in line to grab a popcorn or something. I mean,
I saw a Golden Knights player shout out Bowling Green today. I liked the tweet.
Bowling Green, huh? Who was it?
You retweeted it, so you tell me.
Oh. Ryan Carpenter.
Ryan, shout out to Ryan Carpenter. I'm a fan now.
Carpy Deuces. Yeah.
All right.
Bowling Green's finest.
Shout out to Mike Merck, my dad, Bowling Green alum, and my uncle, Doug Heisterman.
Also, just to absolve Bernier a little bit here, afterwards he did say he was embarrassed, he didn't mean to offend him or his legacy, he got flustered with the red carpet and was nervous. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and that's one where, like I said, bad on you, but it's not, there's very few people that are going to purposely be dense or offensive in that. Like, he just didn't know who he was. Like, I can't be mad at you for that.
It was kind of just a whoops.
Yeah, it's a whoopsie. He wasn't like, yeah, bleep that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh man, could you imagine? That would be a hot
take.
Yeah, he was
like,
right
what was he, a fan of the other team? Nah, I feel like there's a picture somewhere of Nelson Mandela playing.
I genuinely think that does not exist. Yeah. I don't think that moment ever happened.
I don't think it took place during the 27 years he was in prison. But anyway, we're still attempting our guest, and hopefully
in prison.
Hopefully we're able to get in contact with him. But
yes, no question, wrongfully in prison. I'm glad we can acknowledge that.
One of that to be noted for
that
the
is not controversial.
Premier League comes back this weekend.
Not for me. Monday.
Wow, we really. We really talking soccer on this podcast?
Yeah, what the heck? I figure we kind of
we're going to talk seasonal candy.
We could do that after we talk a little soccer.
I think at some point we do need to address soccer on our soccer podcast. Yeah,
well, we discussed it.
So I haven't looked at the games. I know Liverpool play Spurs.
We're off to a rousing start in the soccer portion of the podcast.
We talked about Pulisic, Weston McKinney, and Aaron Johansson.
Everton plays someone that's going to beat them.
We know Bundesliga table, right? Dortmund and Schalke, they're 1-2, and or Dortmund and Bayern, I mean, are 1-2, and Leipzig third, and Schalke fighting relegation with Stuttgart. Jesus. By the way, I heard Stuttgart's a terrible place.
My friend lived there for a little while.
I'm laughing at there are some horrendously Photoshop pictures of Nelson Mandela
playing hockey. Oh my gosh!
Probably due to that. All right,
they literally are all
in a Leafs jersey. Nice.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That's phenomenal.
Poor Jonathan Bernier.
Oh man. So
poor Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, him too. But
so I think we can all
the Whalers as well.
Oh, in a Whalers jersey.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I think we're going to have to tweet one of those out.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we could all agree Stone Cold Lock of the Week, Fulham over Man City.
Oh, that'd be great.
I thought it was going to be a Stone Cold Steve Austin conversation. No, I was down.
I thought that's where you were going. My 15-star Lock of the Week.
Dribble beer.
I think I have the Chris Magnum Chapman Game of the Week picked out
I'm
here.
I'm intrigued.
Well, obviously I'm not going to say it. I don't want to taint the results. I will just tell you whether or not I was right.
Okay. Well, I am going to go, since we're talking the Chris Chapman Game of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Which, for anyone who doesn't know, these are always the most inconsequential games ever.
Not the two worst teams.
No.
Just the game that absolutely means nothing.
This started out organically with a horrible lead or suggestion by Chris as far as the best game.
Mm-hmm. There are actually several contestants for Chris Magnum Chapman.
What do you got,
Chris
Magnum Chapman?
All right. I am going to go with Leicester and Bournemouth as the Chris Chapman Game of the Week.
That's a good one.
That was my second choice.
Your first choice would have been Brighton against Southampton.
That actually was not one of my choices solely because I hadn't scrolled down enough to see that game.
Crystal Palace and Huddersfield?
Yeah, Crystal Palace and Huddersfield is where I went first. But then I was thinking, you know what? Huddersfield is in the relegation zone.
Yeah.
So that game has some weight. Then I saw Leicester Bournemouth and was like, okay, that's probably it because that game is meaningless.
It's 10 versus 12.
And then I saw Brighton Southampton and that's also up
there. Does it have some weight for Huddersfield, though? I feel like they're...
Yeah, for Huddersfield,
they're relegated,
and Crystal Palace right now they're 5 points clear of Cardiff.
How many goals does Huddersfield have in the season? Does anyone have that in front of them? Is it under 25?
Yeah. Oh, it's way under 25.
Is it under 20?
Yes.
Oh no! All right, give me the matches played and the goals.
It's not good. It's not good, Carson.
Well, they're at 31 matches played. Matches played.
Take a guess.
I'll just tell you their goal differential 18. Is 39.
It's 18.
Is it 18?
It is 18. Oh. Their goal differential is 39. However, that's not the worst differential. Fulham.
Because Fulham, as I cover Newcastle United, NewcastleTunes.com, you'll see Huddersfield is horrendous in the attack, but Fulham's defense could be described as leaky at best.
Well, the crazy thing is, Huddersfield only has 18 goals on the season.
Yeah.
Yet they have won recently. They have won one of their last five matches.
Who did they beat?
Let me see who it is. They beat, wasn't that long? They beat
Aston Villa.
They beat Wolves back in February. No, that's not it. Wolves. So they beat Wolves in February. Of course, we've had a bunch of time off because of international break. But
stupid international break.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have to have qualifiers for the European Championships.
Too bad.
Yeah.
RIP Cuba.
They drew Mexico in the first round of CONCACAF.
Oh, that's right. The Nations League, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
I saw that today, and everyone was like, oh, our group looks easy. I was like, what?
Well, of course our group looks easy. It's CONCACAF.
Yeah. Says the country that didn't qualify for the World Cup.
What is it called? CONCACAF Nations League, right?
I respect that they just keep coming up with competitions to have, though.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more soccer.
Yeah. So the U.S. team, let's see who they drew.
Wasn't it? I thought it was Cuba and Canada.
They did draw Canada. Yeah, U.S. Group A, Canada and Cuba. Mexico got Panama and Bermuda.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, Bermuda.
The triangle.
Yep. Honduras drew Trinidad and Tobago and Martinique. Costa Rica drew Haiti and Curacao. Curacao?
Curacao is a country?
Shout out to Haiti.
No, Curacao is part of the Netherlands Antilles.
Yeah.
Along with Bonaire and Aruba.
No, that's what happens when you see a pretty girl, you get a Bonaire.
I've actually been to two of those three islands.
Really?
Yes, I've been to Aruba and I've been to Bonaire.
I feel like Bermuda.
I have not been to Curacao.
Bermuda's national team should be called the Triangle. Like, that just makes sense to me.
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize there were multiple. So there's League A, B, and C. So League B, boy, we're really scraping by here.
Oh, no. I'm nervous for League B.
Oh, well, and if you think that's bad, wait till you get to Group C.
Oh, no.
So Group A, French Guiana.
Oh.
St. Kitts and Nevis.
Oh.
Nice.
Belize and Grenada. Group B.
I think we could put together a team that can compete in that group.
We probably could. Well, it gets worse because Group B might actually be worse.
That's possible.
Oh, yes. El Salvador, Dominican Republic, St. Lucia, and here's a team I think the three of us could play for. Montserrat.
I don't know what that
means. You don't even know where it is.
I don't know what that is.
Montserrat has a volcano that erupted like 20 years ago and basically forced essentially the entire island to evacuate.
I remember that.
So there's a good chance if people moved there after that, they would qualify for the...
Basically, yes.
They would be selected for the national team.
Now, Group C, you have a name team, Jamaica, the Reggae Boys, Antigua and Barbuda, who weren't they in the second tier of CONCACAF qualifying for the World Cup? I think they were actually... The U.S. actually, I think they
actually,
were the
I
U.S.'s
I know a guy
group.
That plays for Antigua.
Aruba, one of the ABC islands, and Guyana.
Jamaica.
Guyana, not to be confused with French Guiana.
Or Ghana.
Or Ghana. Or Guinea. What is it? Guinea, Bissau.
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, yeah.
Idrissa Gange.
That guy, too.
Top three midfielder in the Premier League.
Oh, my God.
Neverton. But
what's the third league?
What cracks me up about... French Guiana and Guyana, neither of them are in North America. They're both in South America.
Nice.
But how bad must they be?
They decided to go to CONCACAF.
That they're in
CONCACAF is North and Central America.
Okay, but they're part of the continent of South America. Like, French Guiana is in between, I think, Brazil and Ecuador?
Somebody called dibs. Was this Risk?
Yeah, right? So Group D, Nicaragua.
I mean, there's
Suriname.
Countries that aren't countries.
Suriname, right? That's another one that's in South America. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is a beautiful place, by the way. Donald Foyle is from St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So the name drop trio of Jason Derulo, Adonal Foyle, and Aaron Johansson.
If listeners at home, if you had that on your bingo cards for this week's show, Chris will give you $1,000.
Yes, if you have the Adonal Foyle for the win.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What college did he go to? Anybody?
No idea.
They made the NCAA tournament, and they're named after toothpaste.
Colgate.
There we go.
My buddy went there.
Ah, how about that? And Dominica is also in that group.
Wilkins?
I've actually been to Dominica. Nice place.
Mochiano.
Dominique Mochiano. Oh, man. That's
That was your free space.
Yeah, that's right. Dominique Mochiano.
I actually booked my tickets back to the U.S. Virgin Islands, so nice. Get ready for my tryout.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you mentioned them because they are in Group A of League C in CONCACAF.
Yep. That's the elite of the elite in CONCACAF. Group A of Division C.
This will blow you away. So Barbados is in that group.
The raw talent.
Cayman Islands, St. Martin, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I feel like the Cayman Islands could at least get some, like, Swiss players.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe Granit Xhaka can switch allegiances and go play with Cayman Islands.
Be a bold strategy for Granit Xhaka. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting much run these days at the Swiss national
team. How great would it be if people just started retiring from, like, their national
and doing
teams?
The one-time switch?
Yeah, just doing the one-time switch.
Now, is the one-time switch, is that you have is to there a before, limit on caps?
Yeah, I think you can only have, like, you have to have, like, three or less caps.
Mm. Which is dumb. I think it should be same rule should apply for collegiate eligibility for D1 athletes. LeBron James has never been to college. He should still be able to play D1.
I like it. Akron, University of Akron.
Yeah. I want to see him retire and just drop down to college. Just be like, you know what? Nah, I want to go into national championship.
Nice.
That would be classic.
Group B, for some reason,
his
is only...
His salary would probably be bigger at Duke than it would be at that.
Well, if,
LA,
you, listen, if nice. You listen to Michael Avenatti, yeah, it probably is.
I feel like if anyone's listening to Michael Avenatti, they're making a mistake.
So yeah. Group B, Bonaire, Bahamas.
That's not a country.
Bonaire?
That's not a place.
I thought we mentioned Bonaire already.
I've been to Bonaire.
Bonaire.
How many times are they playing in this tournament?
It's in between Aruba and Curacao. It's part of the ABC Islands.
It
Netherlands
did not
and
make
Tilly's.
The cut for the song, though.
No.
No, it did not.
No. I don't know why there's only three teams in this group, but next group.
Kokomo's the fourth team.
How nice. How bad is Guatemala that they're in Group C with Puerto Rico and Anguilla?
I would have to say they're pretty damn bad.
Where the hell is Anguilla?
No idea.
I will say, like, if this was a tourism bracket,
oh yeah,
these groups would be phenomenal.
Group D, and I know there's a famous, I can't remember who it was, which French player was born in Guadalupe, but one of their players.
The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
There we go. This
that
is not
was that. Also a free space.
This is not that. So Guadalupe, Turks and Caicos, and the other St. Martin.
What? How many St. Martins?
So there's two. So St. Martin has two different teams in the same league.
So
you have the Dutch side and the French side.
There is a major.
If you can see Thomas's face right now, by the way.
There's a major soccer event coming up on April 4th.
Is it a Las Vegas Lights game?
No.
Oh,
it is not. We'll go into the lights, though.
Yeah. Are we talking about the UNLV women's team?
No.
Because the UNLV women's team.
No, we're not.
All right, you know what? No.
You got to let me hear this out. So UNLV women's team, I think it's April 6th.
Okay.
Let me double check that. But they are playing a friendly game against Argentina.
That's pretty cool.
Who was actually in the Women's World Cup.
So Messi will not be there?
Epic fashion, or Gonzalo Higuain. He retired from international play. But
did you happen to see that thing with Messi in Morocco?
I did.
He has, like, certain rules.
Yeah.
Like, no interviews, no selfies with the players after the games. You can't challenge. Like, you can't sly tackle him. It's like, get the hell out of here with
that. See, no, I don't blame him for that one. Like, if you're going to play, like, some kind of charity game there.
It's not a charity game. It's a friendly. It's a game.
Wait, what?
It was a friendly against Morocco.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Leo
dumb.
Messi. He had. There's certain rules.
I saw Pirlo buried a free kick against Liverpool's legends in a charity game. By the way,
but nice. Liverpool came. Speaking back, of but players Liverpool that won
are,
that game.
Speaking of players that are well past their prime, what I was going to for April 4th.
Chris Magnum Chapman.
That's definitely true. But no, on April 4th, it is called the Showdown in O-Town, Ontario, California.
That is not
the Ontario Fury versus San Diego Sockers. Which is the matchup of Jermaine Jones and Landon Donovan.
I think we need to get tickets.
I think we need to cover... Oh, it's a Thursday. I'm not going on down to damn California on a Thursday. But and there's a poster. I'm going to send you guys the poster. But
would
they
we
made,
wear
like,
Landon Donovan Mexico kits?
We'd wear Wells Fargo polos with 21 or 10 Donovan on the back. But
get my Donovan Eltree jersey?
Yeah, but no, they have a little poster, a little promo poster and everything.
Nice. Oh, I did not realize there was an Ontario, California. I thought that was in Canada.
No, there is an Ontario, California.
For the longest time, I thought Anaheim was in Canada.
That's not good.
Interesting.
It was before I moved to California.
I was
going to
say, you did live in California for some time.
It was before I moved there, and it sounds Canadian. I thought the Anaheim Ducks were from Canada.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So UNLV's women's team. They're playing Argentina on April 6th. That's a Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday coming up at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10.
Not bad.
And Argentina's women's team will be playing in the World Cup. So that's yeah. kind of cool. So I may actually go out to that. And I think maybe next week, maybe we'll reach out and try to get someone on to talk about that. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be pretty damn cool.
Because I'm curious to see how that actually, how the whole thing transpired.
Yeah.
Like, who approaches who? How does that conversation go down? Are there special rules? Do the Argentina girls get messy rules?
I doubt it.
But yeah, that's really cool. They're getting ready to make their final preparations to go to France for the Women's World Cup.
But so. Speaking of another Las Vegas soccer game this weekend,
yeah,
the lights are back in action. Returning home after a few games on the road.
Now they lost both games.
They did. I wasn't going to mention that. No, well, they did. They lost.
Do we have to mention that? You know.
We don't pull punches here. Yeah. But no, they lost both.
They've played better in
they need to consider like scoring a goal.
That might be a big thing, right?
Well, they scored two goals so far. Both have come by way of defenders on set pieces. But
yeah, that's not promising.
No, it was almost kind of like last year they did this a little bit at the beginning of the year.
I just
they
don't
had
think
a few set piece goals and it was like, oh, it was in preseason.
Yeah.
And there was no run of play goals and we were like, this isn't great. But
yeah.
Just like the first two matches.
I think it's just that Eric Winalda doesn't have a true striker. There's no one up there. Who was the guy who got injured? The captain?
Brian De La Fuente was the captain. He was the defender. Irvin Parra was one. Alex Harley was suspended this last match, but when Sammy Ochoa was still hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just don't know if he has the striker to like implement what he wants to implement.
Yeah. What's the same? It was the same story again this week. More of possession, more shots.
But fewer shots on goal.
Fewer shots on goal. Yeah.
All right. So loss. We have an update. Our guest who we're attempting to get on, he is in a meeting right now, but he should be done in a few minutes. So hopefully we won't say who it is in case we don't get them, but we believe that we should be able to get him on.
Yeah, but they're playing okay, and I think this weekend's match is going to be a good one. I mentioned that before, but I think the crowd's going to be solid. And I think when you're struggling, especially to get results.
Little home cooking.
Hopefully it's a packed house and the crowd's rocking. And they'll be able to get the first win.
That being said, they're playing against
Real Monarchs.
Which is a tough one.
Who scored five goals in their last match.
Yeah. And one of them was goal of the week.
That doesn't carry over. You know, I don't really believe that there's a carryover because we see it all the time where a team will put up a ton of goals in one week and then the next week they'll. I mean, remember, there was a week.
To an extent, I think there's a carryover.
There was a week where Liverpool scored five goals in three games. Unfortunately, all five came in one game.
Yeah, but I think if you're playing, if you have confidence and you're playing well, your chances are you're going to play well in the next match.
Yeah, but a lot of sometimes it's style and tactics and. You know, maybe it's who you played the week before. Maybe there were injuries. You know, there's a lot to take into that. But, I mean, look, Real Monarchs, they should win the game, right? Is that, I kind of get that feeling.
I don't have the odds in front of me, but I would have to assume.
Because they're basically.
My William Hill count was suspended. I won't say whether it was for inactivity or winning too much.
I'm gonna go with the former.
I'm guessing the latter. I'll guess the latter.
You think he was winning too much?
Absolutely. It's TV at work, man.
Well, he ain't working the slots.
No. But Real Monarchs are, I would say, probably comfortably favored to win. But
now, can they can't compete in the playoffs, can they? Or no, they can. Yeah. They can.
You can compete in the playoffs.
I don't know what I'm
saying.
There's
no promotion relegation.
Well, yeah, you might be thinking of U.S. Open Cup. They can't play in the U.S. Some teams can't play in the U.S. Open Cup.
Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
A lot of the affiliates can't play.
Because they are an affiliate. And
they could end up playing their own team.
See, I think that'd be kind of cool, though, if they ended up playing like Real Salt Lake in the... By the way, years and years...
Real Salt Lake would win comfortably.
I guess it was about 12 years... I want to say... Yeah, it was 2006, so it was a long time ago. I actually saw Real Salt Lake play Real Madrid in Salt Lake
City.
Fair
enough.
That was really cool.
That's a Real matchup.
Yeah.
There's actually an interesting... Speaking of friendlies that seem to be, on paper, drastic mismatches, Forward Madison, who is a USL League One team... Is playing a Bundesliga team, I think, in a friendly.
Really?
Let me bring that up. Like
Bayern Munich.
No, it's like Hertha Berlin, maybe?
Oh, Hertha Berlin. Speaking of.
Let me check.
Where is it?
In Wisconsin.
Oh.
Speaking of Bayern Munich, I saw that they released the International Champions Cup.
Mm-hmm.
the schedule of games. And I don't know if this is full or not, but I did see a couple clubs are going to be playing U.S. tours, but maybe not affiliated with this. There's the only game that's in the West Coast.
West Side.
Is in Los Angeles, and it's Arsenal against Chivas.
That's not great.
Yeah.
So hang on 1 second. Who is it that Hertha Berlin's playing?
Forward Madison FC.
Fun fact, connecting it back to the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour, we once interviewed Peter Wilt, who I believe is the either CEO or president of Forward Madison FC.
I believe you're correct. Yeah, Forward Madison FC has done, they've been elite in the social media game.
They have been. Quality logo, too.
Yeah, quality
logo. I'm a fan of the flamingo.
I'm a fan of the kits as well. They are, I've been a fan of what they've been doing so far, and you know, for it to be a League One team,
yeah,
that's kind of your market. We kind of mentioned that with minor league baseball; it's kind of the same thing. You want to get the gimmicks in there a little bit.
The only unfortunate thing is, I'm sure that the Madison guys wouldn't mind a trip to Berlin, especially because I think Hertha Berlin plays in one of the greatest stadiums in sports in Olympia Stadium.
Fair enough.
They played an exhibition against Liverpool a couple years ago where they wore special jerseys, and on the jersey, it actually had the outline of the city of Berlin.
That's pretty cool.
On their, and I looked all over to try to find one, but I guess they don't sell them. But no more of that. We actually now have our guest. We're lucky enough to be joined by Thomas Olsen. He's a goalkeeper with the Las Vegas Lights FC. And
Las Vegas native.
Las Vegas. Well, played at UC San Diego, right? Or University of San Diego, my bad, not UC San Diego. I always get those confused, but he was a Torero, and he's joining us now. Thomas, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you guys? Sorry for the miscue. We were in a meeting, and it ran a little late.
No worries.
I mean, you saved the penalty this weekend, so you get a pass on that.
Yeah, right? But then exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. I would have to say, as a goalkeeper, I'm not a goalkeeper. Our boy TV here plays a little rec league goalkeeper, but
he stops the ball with his face sometimes.
If I was a goalkeeper, I would be okay with giving up a goal if it was the USL goal of the week. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Oh man, it's you know, as soon as it left the guy's foot, I was thinking, you know, hopefully it goes out, because I wasn't even close to it. So it's tough, but hey, if you're going to give up a goal, you know, you tip your hat to the guy. After the game, I went out to him. I was like, listen, man, if you're going to score like that, then I just got to tip my cap and move on.
In fairness, if you would have stopped it, it would have been the save of the week.
Absolutely.
That's so, I mean, either way.
That's what my friend said, too, so you're right about that.
Well, if you're going to be on SportsCenter, better to be on the top 10, even if you're giving up the goal, than be on SportsCenter's not top 10 for messing up the save.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I'll take it. Hopefully, get on there for a save.
Yeah. So you're one of the few players that actually remained with the Lights from last season. Didn't play much in the beginning of the year, but certainly closed out the year last year as the starting keeper. If you wouldn't mind talking for a second just about how you feel, kind of the difference is. Obviously, not getting into real comparisons or anything, but just, what's the vibe like in the locker room this season with all the new guys? It seems like the team certainly skews a little younger this year. How does that feel versus the start of last season to this season?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a different team. Like you said, I mean, this year it's a young group of guys, and a lot of the same player, you know, guys who, you know, maybe were in MLS for a little bit for whatever reason, it didn't work out there, and kind of, you know, getting their second chance, as opposed to last year where, you know, you had guys who were veterans, you know, maybe kind of closing their career a little bit, you know. And it was definitely a different vibe. I don't think either one is necessarily better, but I will say this year what I've noticed the most is the confidence instilled in the team. You know, people, you know, even though we haven't got the results we wanted to start the season, I think we know Eric believes in us. And, you know, we're a talented group. You know, it's just translating into the field. But I think that's a powerful thing when you have a coach who's confident in you, and you got a bunch of young guys who are hungry. I think that's a dangerous thing.
So speaking of results early in the season, we mentioned pretty much every game you guys – actually, I think it is every game – you guys have held more possession, had more shots, but less shots on goal. Is it more or less frustrating that you're playing so well and not getting results, or would you – almost prefer it be something where you can make like a drastic change and get something figured out, then turn everything around?
I mean, I think Eric would agree that it's always good when you think you're right there. I just think, especially in these last two games. I know our first game it was tough. They sat in really deep on us. If, you know, that final pass wasn't there. But the last two games it was just like you said, we control the ball. You know, we outshoot the team, whether it's on shots on target. That's a different story. But you know, we think we're in the game and maybe just make an error here, just a mistake, a PK. You know, they score a wonder goal. Just kind of things are just a little off. And I think as well, offensively, I think our final ball is just kind of, you know, a little too far here, a little missed shot here. You know, it's close. And I think that's a good thing. And the players still have confidence. You know, we think we're right there. And, you know, just got to string it together, figure it out, you know, one game at a time.
If you could describe Eric Winalda's coaching style, how would you say he is as a coach? Not obviously not talking quality or anything, but in the way that he likes to approach the game, he is obviously hasn't really, this is his highest level coaching so far. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the way that he gets you guys ready week to week for these teams?
Well, I mean, listen, before every game, he has the same message. It's, you know, be aggressive, you know, put on a show and be aggressive. You know, he knows that we have a fast team. He knows we have a talented team. And, you know, every day he instills that in us. So I think just aggressive, you know. If we score a goal, that's great. You know, it's just that's one step. You want to keep going. If it's 3-0, keep going. You know, really put your stamp on the game. And I think that's good. I think especially in this league, you know, games are so close. So if you can, you know, get that first goal and keep going, keep pushing and not sit off, I think it can be effective, you know. Obviously you got to play smart and, you know, limit the errors. But I think his overall style, it will work in this league. You know, we just got to show it on the field.
Now, soccer is kind of a unique sport, especially for a goalie, because last season with the Lights, you didn't play a ton until the end of the season. You were out on loan, I believe. Was it Sacramento you were out on loan with?
Yeah, Sac Republic,
And then all of a sudden at the end of the season, you have an opportunity to play. But how difficult is it when you sit for so long during the course of a season and then all of a sudden, well, I think it was like the end of September, they put you in a game finally.
Yep.
How hard is it?
Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how hard is it to sit there and watch, especially if the team is struggling, thinking, you know, if you're out there, maybe you could help the team win a little bit more, but you don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a difficult situation for me last year. I think, like you said, the team's struggling, you know, we're giving up most goals in the league, you know, there's a lot of question marks. So when you're on the bench and you're sitting there and game after game, you're not getting a result, it's frustrating. And, you know, it weighs on your confidence. I think all goalies who have been in that situation would, you know, find it hard because you always want to help the team. You think you can make a difference, maybe just not getting that chance. And that's why it was probably good for me to go to Sacramento when I did. The opportunity arose, and it was good to get a little change up. And when I came back, you know, obviously the season was kind of over, and, you know, things didn't go the way you wanted to. But, you know, I got a chance, and I knew that once I got a chance, you know, you got to hold on to it. So if you get a sniff in a game, you know, you got to make sure the coach has to play you the next game and the next game. And that's how goalie goes, right? I mean, you see all these top-level goalies, you know, some great backup goalies too. If they get in the game, they know, I mean, you got to make something happen, you know, make some magic, make the coach have to play you the next game, and, you know, because only one guy can play, you know. So it was a difficult year, but like you said, it ended well and, you know, obviously helped me for this season as well. So I was happy the way it ended for sure.
So obviously moving into a second season with Vegas, the Las Vegas Lights in general as a franchise, as they always say, Thomas Olson, Las Vegas' own. So as Las Vegas' own, we've mentioned before, a lot of the fans at this point seem to be soccer fans, and I think there's a transition going between just being a, hey, we're soccer fans, this is the team that's here, let's go to the match, to being an actual Lights fan. How have you seen, whether it's in the community, whether it's at, obviously you had the one home match so far, regular season, that people are really starting to, you know, connect with you guys and starting to become diehard Lights fans rather than just soccer fans?
Yeah, no, I think that's, I got to say, even last year, I mean, I think the one thing you could say from start to finish is, you know, the fans showed up and, you know, it was a frustrating year, but, you know, we finished in top five in attendance in the Western Conference. So there's something to be said for that. So I have all love for the Vegas fans. And obviously when I you know, get a chance to put on a jersey and walk out there and, you know, hear Las Vegas is on. It's definitely a proud moment for me. So the fans have been great. You know, honestly, even the first two MLS games for preseason, the weather wasn't great, but they showed up. And for the Austin Bowl game, you know, they were in full force. And I think this year in particular, I think, you know, Eric and Brett have really put an emphasis on, you know, having the fans that really identify with the players. We've tried to you know, put our faces out there more, talk with the fans, do more season ticket holder events, things. So, you know, you can really connect with the fans. It's not as just like a, oh, there's that player, you know, there's a soccer player running, you know, go life, as opposed to, oh, you know, there's Christian Hernandez, there's Christian Torres, there's Thomas, you know. And I think that's important when the fans can really identify and you can build a relationship like that. And as well, when we go to these schools and, you know, when we make these appearances, they really try to put an emphasis on that. And it's really important to me being a Vegas guy, but it also helps us, you know, with attendance. People, you know, want to show their support, and they've been great so far. So I'm looking forward to Saturday night for sure.
Thomas, we're going back to a topic. Before we had you on here, we were discussing in studio what our walkout songs would be. And I know that for your for the announcement of the starting lineups, I know they have them for the lights. What's your walkout song?
Oh, man. Mine's actually Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill. It's a good pump-up song. You know, it's kind of a Philadelphia, he's a Philadelphia native, Meek Mill. So it's kind of an Eagles pump-up song, but I kind of stole it because it's, you know, kind of that hometown, like, vibe. But, oh, man, we definitely got some, these guys love to do some crazy songs. So I think we might be able to change it up game to game. So there definitely be some interesting ones. Maybe we can throw Baby Shark in there, like the baseball players are doing.
Oh, yes. We mentioned that earlier, too.
Elvis Andrus with Baby Shark. Then he hits a home run today.
No way. Did that actually happen?
He hit a home run, yeah.
No way. That's awesome. See, that's perfect. Perfect situation. Good for him, man.
He says he was doing it for his kid.
No, these guys are going to get creative. So, you guys didn't say what your walkout song would be.
Well, those two guys, I haven't thought of one. I'm the old guy, so I got to think.
I went Spodeyody Dopealicious by Outkast.
And I went right above it by Lil Wayne.
Okay, there you go. You said Lil Wayne?
Yeah, right above it.
Oh, that's all. Solid choice. Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I have no idea. I still don't know.
I think last year, for me, my favorite was Freddie, because Freddie got name-dropped by Lil Wayne in a song.
Yeah,
and so he had that clip. Freddie. And the first time I heard it, I was like, yeah, it's crazy.
So wait. So what was Kobayashi's walkout song? Did he have one?
He did. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember what Kobayashi's was, honestly.
I'm hoping his was like Public Enemy or something crazy.
Yeah, no, honestly, I love Kobayashi. Missed that guy, man. I'm sure it was. I forgot what it was, but I vaguely remember him laughing about it.
The funniest thing with him was he has one international cap with Japan, and when me and Carson talked to him, he didn't remember who he played against. Like, you would think if you had one international cap, you would remember who you played against. But
maybe he thinks he needs more, which I think he should have had more for sure, man. But yeah, that's interesting. I think I would remember that.
Now, we got to ask you before we let you go, who were some of the guys that you really looked up to growing up when you were playing, or when you were a kid, the players you looked up to?
Oh, man. I mean, for me, I think it's always been, you know, Tim Howard. I've always really looked up to him. Just, I was always a, you know, grew up a Manchester United fan. So, you know, when he was there in the early stages, I really had a lot of respect for him. And then when he moved on to Everton, I think I was always just amazed at his composure and the fact that, you know, any time an American can go over there and make waves, I think it really did it for me. So I would definitely, Tim Howard. And then, you know, if I went past that, I'd probably also say, you know, big Edwin van der Sar fan as well. I think those two specifically. I know they're both United goalies, but, you know, I really watched them, and I like to think I have some similarities to van der Sar, not comparing me in any way, but, you know, kind of the length and stuff. So, yeah, I think those two were the big ones.
No love for Peter Schmeichel?
Man, he's a little before my time. Just slightly.
I think the other two guys in the studio, he's before their time too, unfortunately. So
yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with Kasper Schmeichel, and I'm aware of who Peter Schmeichel is, but he's definitely my time.
Peter Schmeichel highlights, though.
Yes.
No question.
So before we let you go, and before we get to all see you in action on Saturday, we have a debate here in the studio.
All right.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite fast food French fry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You guys are putting me on the spot here.
That's what we do.
Wow.
We ask the hard questions.
Was there a consensus in the room?
Not at all.
No.
No. Okay, all different ones. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, that's five. Got to be McDonald's, I think.
I think that's a
good choice. I'm a McDonald's guy in general. Like, if I go there, I'm probably getting the fries only. But it's got to be a McDonald's. They have a solid fry.
It's a good fry.
As far as fast food, In-N-Out is for sure my go-to. But the fries, they're a little hit and miss.
Exactly. Chris was here celebrating, and I made the same argument. I love In-N-Out, but the fries leave a little bit to be desired.
You get them animal style.
I try to get them well done when I go there, just to change it up a little bit. But McDonald's got to give it to them.
Fair enough, man. We look forward to seeing you Saturday, Golden Knights match, and thanks for jumping on. And we look forward to seeing you in action, man.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward to see you guys out there, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Thomas. We greatly appreciate it. Have a great night, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
And hopefully this week it'll be warmer, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
the preseason matches were a little brisk.
So he's a Man United fan.
You can't be mad at him for that.
No. I mean, look, it's acceptable. It's understandable to be a Man United fan.
There's actually a guy, just one of the hotel workers down at South Point, who one day I was wearing. It was the day of the Everton Liverpool match. The day after,
now he did give a shout out to Everton.
Yeah. But I was wearing my Lukaku jersey, and he only saw the back, and now he thinks I'm a Man United fan. And so, like, they're playing Barcelona in the Champions League, and he was trying to talk trash. He was like, "Want to make a friendly wager?" And I'm like, "Dude, I think they're going to win the game. Like, I think Barcelona's going to win." Like, he completely thinks I'm a Man United fan.
I would just roast you for wearing a Lukaku jersey in general.
Because it looks like he runs in jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, I got that back when he was on Everton.
And a little slimmer, like a little more rapid back in those days.
Yeah.
You got to get a Gilfie jersey.
I have a Gilfie jersey.
No, he needs a Charleston jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Or Theo Walcott.
I have a Gilfie Sigurdsson Iceland jersey.
I told you guys, right? I just bought a Switzerland jersey for $5 online. Nice. And it's legit.
It was actually a container of Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss, yes. The whole box.
Yes.
Their kit should be sponsored by Swiss Miss.
If we're
keeping it a hundo.
Speaking of goalies and American goalies who played in... I'm sure you guys knew, maybe you didn't, but...
You played goalie for Manchester City.
No. Back when they were in the championship.
Yeah.
Taking on Grimsby Town and scrubs like that, but...
Chris just holds up a picture. It's black and white from 1893.
Oh, I have the mustache with the curls at the end.
No.
I wear a hat.
With like Ty Cobb.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I have the capo hat, right? But Brad Friedel played for Liverpool. Cleveland, yeah. Ohio's own Brad Friedel.
He was dressed like Fat Albert in their match when he was managing New England Revolution this weekend. I got to see if I can bring up a picture. But shout out to Jason Weintraub on League One Fun, another BGN.FM podcast. He made the Fat Albert comparison, and it was incredibly on point.
So before we get out of here.
Team dinner.
Yeah, team dinner. Like
Thomas and I had team dinner last week.
We did. It was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, which brings us back to the damn topic that we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Seasonal candy.
Well, wait. We could close
what,
on
soccer,
that.
Really?
Well, no, we could close on the seasonal candy, but...
This has been one of our more off-the-wall episodes for sure.
Cristiano Ronaldo suffered an injury.
Good.
Should I edit that out?
No.
So he suffered an injury for Portugal... Who were they playing at the time? I don't even remember.
But he's going to be out for a little while, isn't he?
They're saying his status for the Champions League is in doubt.
See, that's not good seeing as, you know.
Yeah, but we want Ajax to get through.
No, we don't.
I do.
No.
Because that's probably who Liverpool would end up playing.
Yeah, they will absolutely end up playing them. That's why I don't want them to get through.
No, wait. They don't redraw, right? They don't redraw.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? I thought Liverpool plays the winner of Barcelona and Man United.
No, they redraw.
Do they?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So.
Yeah. Because why didn't I see like a bracket?
There's Brad Friedel.
Oh my gosh.
That is Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Hey. It's terrible.
I'm going to pay you $5 to never do that again.
Okay. As long as he doesn't do an English accent again,
I'll take the $5 because that pays for half of your In-N-Out burger.
I'll put it in your casket.
You. Oh, thanks, because it's going to be like 3 days from now.
if we eat enough In-N-Out tonight, it could be sooner.
So, yes, I am buying Thomas In-N-Out tonight as I settle on our bet.
Your tears will make it all the more tasty.
I have tears. There may be tears in about 7 weeks.
Yeah, when you guys don't win anything.
There may be tears then.
I have one bad joke before we move on to seasonal candy.
Okay.
I don't know why somebody tweeted out, if you woke up Cristiano Ronaldo for one day, what would you do? And I saw confess listed multiple times. And I was like, goo.
Now listen, we're not having that discussion.
No, because we're never discussing
that. We don't know any of the details.
This is true. But seasonal candy, huh? So Thomas brought up a valid question. We were at our post-show dinner last week.
Yeah, where'd you guys go?
Wendy's.
Oh, right up the street?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your...
We were in sync there.
Yeah, what is your seasonal candy of preference? So candy corn?
No, Heaps? No. Candy corn's
malted
disgusting.
Eggs.
I'll tell you what I like.
Candy canes?
I like those little marshmallow pumpkins that they put out around Halloween.
Those are Peeps, but in pumpkin form.
No, because it's not a Peep. It's like melted marshmallow covered in chocolate.
Oh, my God.
I mean, sounds amazing. I got me in.
Really? Yeah, I was thinking the opposite.
I think they're made by Russell Stover, and they always have them up by the cashier at the grocery store. They're pumpkins, and sometimes they have the orange marshmallow. And sometimes it's white, sometimes it's raspberry flavored.
Oh my gosh, that sounds awful to me.
And you know what else is very underrated? I guess it's technically not underrated.
The Seattle Mariners offense.
Valentine's Day
just
candy
hard
is
again.
Good.
Like conversation hearts?
No, that's like chalk.
I'm a fan of one specific conversation heart, although, like one specific brand.
Yeah.
Although you're completely right, they are like chalk. I still love them. I also love candy corn.
Oh.
Candy corn is like wax bottles, but not drinking the juice out of the wax bottle, just eating the wax bottle.
How bad are those little pumpkins that they make?
That's
too?
My favorite part.
The pumpkins?
The pumpkins.
Oh, those are awful.
I like Peeps, though.
I like Peeps.
Yeah,
I'm not against Peeps.
Did you see that Peeps pizza?
Now that's
that
just
was
disturbing.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Someone needs their ass kicked for putting that together.
I thought that pineapple on pizza was bad.
It's
but
blasphemy,
anyone who puts Peeps on pizza needs to be sent to Gitmo.
I like Peeps. But now they make the problem with Peeps is now there's far too many different flavors.
I actually saw new flavors for the first time, tropical punch.
Yeah, tropical punch and sour watermelon.
Yeah.
But, like, I like the traditional, like, the yellow ones.
Easter's right around the corner. I think we're going to have a Peeps Peeps tasting. On air.
Oh, man. Blindfold?
That's going to be the special edition ASMR episode.
So I'm trying to think. There is one more seasonal candy, and I know neither one of you guys will be on board with it, but I like...
Fruit Brute.
No. I love Fruit Brute.
People.
Only comes out around Halloween.
Yes,
Fruit Brute and Booberry and
Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
And
Yummy Mummy.
Yummy Mummy. But the gumdrops that they put out around Christmas that are green and red, it's like spearmint flavor and like.
Big fan.
Yes.
Big fan.
Yes. Fan. Those are awesome.
See, I'm amazed because I think I have a bigger sweet tooth than Carson, and you would not be able to tell if you saw us like side by side.
I'm thick AF.
Yeah.
With two C's.
That's an understatement, yeah. Me
I'm
too.
Out here.
I got the beer belly.
I'm actually not a fan of In-N-Out, but I'm hungry, so I'm excited for this.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, In-N-Out, it'll be good. But so that's going to do it for us. we managed
solid
to,
transition.
Yeah, we managed.
This has been a quality episode.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't think
shout
this
out
is,
to Thomas Olson.
Yeah, big shout out to Thomas
who
Olson.
Easily the most professional and highlight portion of the
by far
encounter.
Away. Not even close, right?
The funniest thing is this was the most off-the-wall episode and also, I think, our most professional interview.
Feel free, feel free to YouTube the goal of the week that he gave up, though. It was a bicycle by Dire on a Spear.
I like the question, too, and I like the way he answered that.
Yeah,
he's a good goalkeeper, and I feel like if he gets a clean sheet, it's because he was on the show.
He'll have to come on next week, too.
Maybe for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Fourth host, sounds like to me.
I'm on board with that. Big shout out to LV Lights for helping us get Thomas Olsen making that possible for us.
And for wearing cool jerseys on Saturday.
Yes, Golden Knights jerseys. And
I'll be there.
The game of the week.
Wow. Purdue beat Tennessee.
In overtime, yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Purdue was down two with like 5 seconds ago, and the guy got fouled shooting a three.
Wow. Made Wayne, two of the three. Does Wayne Chisholm
still
play for Tennessee?
Were you watching this game?
It was on TV.
It was on TV?
Yes.
Oh,
turn up Boogie Down Productions. The show is over. Let's go.
Blah, blah, blah.